Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. Just taking my son out for a bike ride. I'm flying out later tonight. And I put him in the bike stroller. I put on my Hoka Mach 6s. We did about 10 miles on the dirt road that we live. He's just getting too big for the bike stroller. What's funny, because I remember in the early days of the pandemic, he was too young for it. And that's just life. They're always growing. And it goes by so fast. And my kids are pretty dang fast in their Mach 6s by Hoka. We all have a matching set now. It's a light, fast, and undeniably comfy shoe. It's got a kid-specific design, and the fit will free your kid's inner speedster for a daily fun. The adult version is not too bad either. To learn more about the kids' Mach 6 shoe, visit today's show notes and check it out. It's simple, but also out of their hands. The Wright brothers did all right, didn't they? Two mostly self-educated kids who changed the world. There were no scandals. They wore their success lightly. They seemed happy. And a nice feather in their cap, in addition to the whole inventing the airplane thing, they were instrumental in the career of Paul Laurence Dunbar, one of the greatest Black poets to ever live. What's the secret? Wilbur Wright explained that if you were giving a young man advice as to how he might succeed in life, I would say to him, pick out a good mother and father and begin life in Ohio. Pretty simple, yeah? But it should also humble us and make us more empathetic. You're doing your best to be a good mother or father, and you did your best to pick a spouse who did the same. You probably don't live in Ohio, and who knows if that's actually the best place to raise a family these days, but you've tried to find somewhere that will set your kids up well. But how many kids out there already have all three of those things working against them? We've dug in recently on the Wright brothers. There's this great book by David McCullough that I recommend. And we've been talking about what made them and their parents great. And part of it is that they had room to experiment. They weren't indoctrinated or pressured. Their father liked to bring home toys that opened their minds and taught them things. It's easy to see these things as simple or basic, but the truth is they are extraordinary and all too rare. You aspire to provide them for your kids. That's why you're listening to this. You've done your best to set them up for success, but not everyone is so lucky. And that's something the Wright brothers understood well. They knew they had been incredibly blessed by their parents, by the time and place they grew up. It's why their success didn't feed their ego, why they were so good to less fortunate people that they met. And it's why you should be too, and model the same for your kids. Hey, you're listening to the Daily Dad Podcast. One meditation a day inspired to help you do your most important job, which is be a great father. These are meditations inspired by ancient wisdom, psychological research, and just great strategies from normal dads just like you. Thanks for listening.